1037.
So just a little over 10. We're a domestic, had a domestic nexus. And so business records FISA could only apply to those. See, so the ones in other countries, it couldn't apply to because the data's not there and it doesn't come into the U.S. So if we now look at that, the vast majority of those had a contribution by business record FISA, over 50. And in 90% of those cases, FAA 702 contributed. And in 50%, I believe they were critical.
All right, how about this? The NSA chief, that's General Alexander, he keeps insisting, if only we had these programs in place, we could have prevented 9/11. We stopped 50, and there were so many others that we looked at. Hey, everybody, how are you feeling about being spied on these days? Somebody once told me, if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you are living in the future. If you're at peace, you are living in the present. And in the present, if you are living with the NSA snooping, you are paranoid. I threw that last one in. No, I don't think you're paranoid. I think it's good to be concerned about how much is too much. And I think pretty much we're looking at a split country. When it comes to the whistleblower, Edward Snowden, there's no doubt about that. Open up that conversation in a mixed crowd of people that you just met for the very first time and see how that goes. I think you're going to get a mixed bag, honestly. I've tried it. I've experimented in the last couple of days. It's 50-50. It's 50-50. Every single time, it keeps coming up that way for me. In places where I'm just having lunch with people, it has nothing to do with radio. It has to do with the buzz in my backyard and yours, and it's the buzz over how far is too far with the NSA. And are we just ignorant of what's going on, even though the information is out there? I've talked about this before. I'm going to get one of these people on the show. We're trying to do it. They will when their schedule opens up because it seems that they're in high demand. But Dana Priest and William Arkin wrote a book called Top Secret America. And this book has been around. And in this book, they, killed themselves to dig up all of these secret places. All of these contractors are working and collecting information, and it's there for the taking. Supersize, they got a chapter called supersize.gov, and that's what it talks about. It talks about structures and places where this is happening that you wouldn't think it in a suburb somewhere where the information is being gathered. Talks about drones, talks about all that kind of stuff. So, yes, this information has been here for a while. By the way, Dana Priest is an investigative reporter for the Washington Post. So she's won a couple of Pulitzer Prizes, and she's been on top of this whole spy versus spy thing for a long time. So they just went out and had the resources and did it. They found out what was going on. They found out where some of these places were right under your noses in the suburbs. We would never think it. Where they were data mining, where that kind of stuff is already happening. Plus, we knew it. If you paid attention to the FBI director, Robert Mueller, at any point in any of the testimony, at times when he was dragged up to the Hill, he was asked about different programs, especially with the phone records. So we would have known that back in 2007. I guess there's just something about a whistleblower being smashed in the face with it, having the big headlines about Snowden hiding out in Hong Kong, doing the interviews with The Guardian in the UK. Because, of course, everybody else knows our business before we know our business. This is what happens with whistleblowing. Just like when we had WikiLeaks and the State Department stuff came trickling out, Julian Assange blew it up on the Internet, and that was whistleblowing. That was Bradley Manning. And this is the year of the whistleblower. Some of the whistleblowers end up becoming almost iconic. Others end up on the opposite end of that equation. Where does Snowden fit in? Where does he fit into all of this? So you have the State Department trying to fend off a lot of the people attacking the State Department for things that are happening there, meaning with the prostitution and with the during the Clinton years, with the agents who were traveling and all kinds of other nonsense. And the whistleblower there is saying that the State Department flat out tried to bully her into silence. She knew she was an investigator, and she had the information. They were using drugs. They were soliciting prostitutes. They were having sex with minors, all of that kind of stuff. And Ariella Fendenson, who is a former State Department Inspector General, really has shined a gigantic light on what's been happening around the globe with the State Department. But the price you pay when you're a whistleblower, she's got cops camped outside of her house. They say her kids are being harassed. And, you know, her life has been turned upside down. So here's the thing. When people look at Snowden, that's what you think. Well, why not go to somebody else? But what happens when you go to somebody else? Is it similar to what's going on with her? Now, in the case of this whistleblower, we're talking about bad boys doing very stupid, bad things, misconduct, different than spying on Americans, different on what's the information on the data they're collecting on us and what's really the truth with our phone numbers and with this metadata stuff. Where is that headed? Can that come back and bite you? Because there's something in the information that's been collected that can be misconstrued and put together with something else where it means something completely different. In this case, sure, it's retaliation, being bullied, all that kind of stuff, but it's a different kind of whistleblow than the one that's happening with Snowden. And here, she's not going to be prosecuted. He is going to be massively prosecuted. He could get 20 years in jail. So you figure he's not getting out until he's 50-something. Because remember, federal prison we're talking about. And that's if he's extradited, comes back to the United States. So supporters can send all the petitions they want. They can have rallies for him. But if he is extradited, game over. Game over with classified material, Espionage Act. You can nail this shut. I do not see him wiggling out of it, whether it's right or wrong. I don't see that. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, you're going to love our next guest, Dr. Keith Smith, no holds barred. He talks about Obamacare and what a disaster it is. In fact, he calls the Affordable Health Care Act the Unaffordable Health Care Act. And he has some real specifics on why we are headed toward a single-payer nation, but also how we may be forced to change the way the business works. We might get competition, and in the end, we'll have the last laugh because we'll have decent insurance rates in the next couple of years. Stay with us.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
We've had him up before, and he's just terrific. Dr. Keith Smith is in our virtual green room right now. I think he's taking an eye test. That's an inside joke. He's a medical director, CEO, managing surgical center partner, member of the AAPS, and the resume goes on and on and on. And Dr. Smith doesn't hold back when it comes to Obamacare and as it's been rolled out. So, Doc, thanks for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the big question is, and I keep talking about this on the show, because we really want the facts. Forget everybody's political biases or whatever. Put them all aside. What we want to know is, why is this supposedly Affordable Care Act going to be unaffordable? What's it going to look like a year from now?
Well, that's what I've called it all along, is the Unaffordable Care Act. The first letters of that are TUCA. You could also call it the unsurpassed crony achievement, because the real purpose of Obamacare was just to line the pockets of the special interests who helped to write this bill. And so the bill is going to do one of two things. It's either going to do exactly what the framers intended it to do, which is to make health care and insurance completely unaffordable and create a crisis and introduce chaos into the medical marketplace. And then the government will ride in on their white horse. It's just like a false flag operation. They're going to ride in on their white horse and rescue us with the sequel, which is single payer. And they didn't feel like they could cram that down our throat from the get-go. So this is this is kind of the camel's nose in the tent to get us there. I think that paradoxically, and very unintended consequence of this bill, is that a true free market is going to appear. Because when your insurance premiums double, triple, quadruple, and that's what people are looking at right now, you're going to respond to that, and you're going to increase your deductible, or you're going to drop your insurance altogether. Then you'll be spending your own money for health care. And people who spend their own money, they all ask the same question. They want to know, how much does this cost? And so there's going to be a whole bunch of MRI units and surgery centers and hospitals and physicians that are going to respond, and they're going to be transparent in their pricing, and patients are going to become pretty savvy shoppers. They're going to be able to entertain various value propositions. If one physician costs twice what another does, they're going to want to know why. And so there will be this competition, and that will cause a deflation in actual health care costs. So I think the actual seeds of the Unaffordable Care Act, the seeds of its own death, are actually within the bill. So as hard as they try to push just a single payer, which is their intention, I think very, very paradoxically, they may wind up doing just the opposite. Typical of government, you know, to try so hard to get one thing and you get another. It's just typical.
Yeah. I want to quote you on that, too. I love that. The camel's nose is in the tent. I got to steal that one from you. That's a gem. It is. As soon as you said it, I wrote it down. But it's such a great way to frame that. You know, it's talking about these doctors, too, and comparing doctors and pricing and all that sort of stuff, I'm noticing there's already doctors that are starting to help themselves because cash is king with some. They realize that there are people who can't afford insurance, and they're already getting maneuvered around, so they'll take cash. So you can go to a certain doctor at a hospital, get the MRI, get whatever it is you need, and they'll work with you. And will this become the norm for the doctors who survive?
I think so. I think there are so many physicians in private practice all over the United States that are going to a cash-based, third-party free practice following the lead of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which has been touting this for some time. The AAPS is sort of like anti-AMA. So they're encouraging physicians to do just that. Just get rid of all of these electronic medical records. Don't deal with Medicare or Medicaid, and just say, you know what, an office call is $50, and if you've got insurance, that's your problem. That's not mine anymore. And I'm going to treat you like a patient, and we're going to see a lot more of that. So many physicians in the United States have done that, and they send all of their patients that need surgery to Oklahoma City, to my facility, because we've said, here are our prices, you know, here's what we do, and here's how much we charge. So this is a growing movement, and it's very threatening to the cartel and the price fixers in corporate medicine, and very threatening to the government, and because these are their cronies. And if you want proof of that, all you got to do is look at whose stock soared the day after Justice Roberts declared this mess constitutional. All of the usual suspects in corporate medicine, their stocks just went through the roof, because they basically crafted this bill for themselves.
Yeah. The insurance companies, what's going to happen with the insurance companies? Because they're just tied right into this hornet's nest.
Well, there are several provisions of the bill that provide for a consolidation of industry. And Jim Epstein, who's one of the editors at Reason Magazine, has taught me that that is the smoking gun. Industry consolidation is the smoking gun of government bribery and corruption. So that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the number of health insurance companies dwindle to the four or five really big players. And then they are hoping that they no longer will have to cater to customers, that rather than collect their premiums from people who are paying them directly, and being in a competitive marketplace, they're going to collect their premiums from the federal government. And then it won't matter what sort of service that they give, because their revenue is guaranteed.
Is this better for companies who are insuring the people that work for them?
Yeah, there is a huge move for large companies who self-fund to do even more of that. You see, companies like Walmart or big energy companies, they just pay for their employees' healthcare costs out of operational revenue. And you see the companies, you know, they have 1,000 employees, 5,000 employees. They've already seceded from this insurance game, and they self-insure. Well, you're going to see companies that have 100 employees, 75 employees, 50 employees, 30 employees. You're going to see those companies self-fund and just walk away from the insurance cartel. And I think that's going to be very, very interesting, too, because, once again, they'll be spending their own money to find health care for their employees, and they're going to ask that question, how much does it cost? And that is going to drive prices through the floor. I think we're going to see some real competition in healthcare. We're going to see people that are involved in medical care forced to endure the same discipline that the free market doles out to every other industry in this country. And the result will be the same as you see in plastic surgery and LASIK surgery. You'll see the quality soar and the prices fall.
Mm. So would you tell people who are listening, you just have to pay attention and look around and see what's happening, no reason to panic, because I think people panic. You know, Doc, we could never read the small print anyway when it came to what our health care coverage was. But
right.
back in the so-called old days, you'd get insurance from the company. It seemed like it was dirt cheap. You'd go in, and it'd be a song, like to whatever you paid for the copay would be crazy. It'd be like 10 bucks or whatever. So most people, it's really, honestly, if you were healthy, especially, you didn't pay attention. So now, would you advise people can't be asleep as far as their health care is concerned?
Yeah, the thing is that whenever someone in the government is talking about health care, people need to assume they're lying. Because this whole Unaffordable Care Act is truly a false flag that is meant to scare people, and it's meant to drive prices up. And we're already seeing the beginnings of that. And they want to create this fear so that everybody in the United States will welcome the type of system they have in Great Britain, where they're euthanizing patients in their hospital beds to make room for people who are in the emergency room. I'm not making that up. I mean, that's really going on. So that's the type of system that these central planners want for all of us, and they're going to use fear. Just like government uses fear in so many spheres, they're going to try to use fear to get us all to embrace this single payer.
Yeah. All right, as always, it's interesting talking to you, Dr. Keith Smith. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When we go and check the mail, but first, this has to be the most frightening story of the day. Frightening in the sense that, I know, every year I can't help but I watch Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, and then I find out about these attacks that people just blow off. It's sharks love man. Are you kidding? There's only a handful of attacks. A piano could fall on your head easier when you're walking down a busy city street than a shark attacking you. But yet I continue to find these stories of shark attacks. In Texas, of all places, a teenager who was swimming, by the way, in waist-deep water at a beach that was just outside of Houston, was attacked by a shark. In fact, he's in stable condition. The shark tore off his leg. He's 15 years old. They had to fly him by one of those life-saving helicopters to hurry up and get him into surgery. So the shark bit him on the leg and the hand, too, as he swam with friends from a church group. So you tell me. They go to church, they're outside of church, they're swimming, not thinking that some shark is going to eat off his leg. He felt the shark bite his calf and literally grabbed the shark and, the shark grabbed it and tore it off of him, which is unbelievable to me. I mean, unbelievable. We're not supposed to worry about sharks, but he's in an area where there are no sharks. What? And here's what I love. I like it when officials, whether they're beach officials or people from the city, say, you know what, you just have to be cautious when you're swimming. And if you see something suspicious, you need to get out of that water. You think a 15-year-old boy who's having fun with his buddies and he's leaping off of a little cliff and they're playing with the rope ladder and all that kind of stuff, are they looking in the water for a shark, for a fin? Oh, my gosh, a place where we never see sharks? Here comes a shark. We better get out of the water. You can't really anticipate these shark attacks. I'm sorry. It's not the same thing. They try to compare it to a jellyfish sting. I grew up in jellyfish waters in South Jersey. And if you had a man of war out there and you saw all those jellyfish, of course you got out of the water. It was easy to see them. It's not easy to see a shark coming at you and ripping off, going for your leg and ripping it off. I feel so badly for this kid. So he's in stable condition. Hopefully he survives. That's my two cents. Sharks can show up anywhere. Just remember that. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this first one is from Harold, who says, yo, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of weeks. I live in Florida. We just got you. A few months ago, I have to say I'm really enjoying what you have to say on the air. I like some of the callers, especially that feisty Izzy. I don't always agree with her, but I think she has a command of what she thinks is right and wrong, and I respect that. She does not suffer fools and is not very black and white, I don't believe. I think she comes out swinging on whatever issue it is. So I just wanted to say a shout-out to her. I enjoy your conversations with her. As far as the NSA chief is concerned and his defense of surveillance, it is weak stuff. It's weak because to say that we could have prevented 9/11, give me a break, then why didn't they do that? Why weren't these programs in place? Because they were asleep at the wheel. Every time they get caught with their pants down, they have to have someone else pull them up for them. This time it's the American people, and we're sick of it. All right, very good. We're sick of it. It's true. I think that every time they're exposed, I got a good gig. I got a government job. I'm in charge of surveillance. I'm in charge of whatever at the FBI. I don't want to have to answer for it. I don't want to be berated and get all these emails. And then he's, you know, this General Alexander is playing massive defense. And usually when someone's playing massive defense, and it's not on him, this isn't his program, he might be running it, and so he takes the accountability side of that. But the more somebody protests or plays to the defense, the more they have to hide. It's just a fact. You know, it's like that old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. Usually true. Not 100%, but usually there's some sort of that's true. And I think he believes that the program is doing the right thing. And we do have to have programs that try to thwart terrorism, but we do have to have oversight. We do have to have checks and balances. And I'm not buying that we have checks and balances here. I think we have power wielded out of control, especially when they say, well, we have this court, this FISA, and that's where this all gets dumped to. So we wanted to make sure there was some oversight. Baloney. It's just they're just rubber stamping it. It's ridiculous. Here's another one. This one from the Jakester in Austin. Hey, my favorite lady, the Taliban, talking to the U.S. You got to be kidding me. How much faith do you have in those peace conversations, Kate? Not very much faith, because I would have those. You know, look, if I'm the head tribesman of the Taliban, then sure, I'll play the game. I'll go and meet with you. I'll have the conversation. I'll sign the Constitution. And then I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Because I have profitable poppy fields. I have people that are illiterate in my part of the country. and they need food and they need resources, and I can give it to them, so they're going to be loyal to me no matter what you say, Hamid Karzai and everybody else involved in the new Afghanistan security and the government and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I hate to be cynical. I think it is what it is, that we have the ultimate prize that people want in this country, 90% illiterate. So we're not talking about the people running around Baghdad. We're talking about in the other areas, which are dangerous and they are profitable. The Taliban is not going to give up some of the profitability that they have seen over the years. Maybe I'm wrong. It would be great if I was wrong. Don't think so. Don't think you need a terrorism expert to tell you that. Say what you have to say. Let them get out of the country. And then we do what we want. Just like in Iraq, unfortunately, we've seen that return to violence, haven't we? All right, this one comes to us from Jake Up. Oh, so I guess he's trying to differentiate himself. Maybe not. And Jacob says, I'm following what's going on with this jury selection for George Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin case. Kate, I'm not so sure which way this goes. Here's the bottom line. Who doesn't know about this story? How do you really get a jury that is unbiased? I don't really think you can get one. Unfortunately, I've heard you talk about, do you get a fair shake in this country when you get a jury of your peers, and can you really get a jury of your peers? Well, you can get a jury of your peers if you have a lot of money and you have the best defense team. I mean, listen, this is a high-profile case. They're trying to, if I'm the defense, I want the deck stacked my way. If I'm the prosecutor, I want it stacked my way. They're whipping through this thing pretty quickly. They have more jury members that were asked to come back for more questions. So they're going through the cleaning out process of the first round of interviews, because you got all kinds of themes running through this. You have gun control, you have justice, equal justice, you have the race issue that will definitely play into this, guarantee it, with the defense attorney, with the prosecution and the defense attorney in some sort of way, through cross-examination or flat out. And the makeup of the jury will be interesting. So 40 potential jurors, 27 are white, 7 are black, 3 are mixed, and 3 are Hispanic. 24 are women, and 16 are men. Once they nail this jury down, then they've got it. Then they go from there, and then they start with the opening arguments, and then you know how that all is rolled out after that with the evidence. The jury part, of course, is so incredibly important, because there are people, as I said, if you have enough money, there are people who will have mock jury set up. There were people that will have a jury set up like the jury, very similar to the one they're in front of, and they'll be running that out of a hotel somewhere and watching what's happening with the people, trying it almost simultaneously, because then they can tell the attorney to ask something a little bit differently, or they notice something in the facial expressions of a juror. I mean, really, in a high profile case, they really go after every little single tell that they can possibly pick up on when it comes to the jurors, so they know that they're going down the right path to get the verdict that they want. All right, one more quick one. This one from Tony, who says, NSA, thumbs down. Got to say, Kate Snowden is a hero in my book. He's a whistleblower. He lost his girlfriend and $200,000. Doesn't make any sense to me. Why would he do that? Unless he was really bothered by what was going on. So bravo to him. He knows if he went to somebody above him, they would just shut him up and kick him out anyway. So he took the bull by the horns. More Americans need to be like Snowden. And instead of whining, complaining, and griping, they need to stand up tall when they see an injustice, especially when it's right in front of their face. All right, split. It's split on that. Was he a hero? Was he a zero? Was he a traitor? Was he a no label? Was it a question of, okay, so he blows the story out there to the Guardian and let the chips fall where they may? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Just a couple of quick things in case you don't know it, and you're a Hoop fan, well, then you would have to know this, right? Miami sends it into overtime, and they knock off San Antonio in Game 6, 103-100. Nothing better than a Game 7. It creates massive mania for basketball fans and for sports fans alike, because Game 7 is usually very, very exciting. Not exciting for the Spurs, who could have closed it out, and they did not do it. And sometimes when you let that momentum slip away, it's very tough to get it back. Very, very tough to get it back. All right. We have to say that this is interesting. How many times have you been on a job and you just checked out? In other words, you are just, you're just checked out of that job. You know it and you see the signs when you go somewhere and you're having that conversation with someone. I hate to say it, but I've seen it the most when I've gone to the post office. I have two local post offices, nice people, nice enough, but man, they are, two of them are just so checked out. If you get in the line and they're there, I mean, is it because of the postal service messing around of are they going to go bankrupt, what's going to happen, getting cut, talking about cutting service and all the other things that they've endured, is it that? Well, Gallup, you know, I'm the poll princess. Gallup says 7 out of 10 workers have checked out at work or actively disengaged, and they have an ongoing survey of the American workplace. Only 30% of workers were engaged or involved in, enthusiastic about, and committed to work. That equals the high in engagement since Gallup started doing this, you know, looking at this issue in 2000. It overshadowed the number of workers who aren't committed to performing at a high level. How about that? I wonder why that is. And then what they did is they looked at three types of employees, and they surveyed a lot of people, 100 million people. People with full-time jobs, somebody who's actively engaged, that's 30 million workers. The second, not engaged, 50 million. And then they're just going through the motions at the workplace. The third type, actively disengaged, that's 20 million people. I am proud to say that Matt Johnson would never be disengaged with the show, would you, Matt?
Of course not.
Never. We are so proud of Matt. He is number one. He is the number one, the first actively engaged. He is the 30 million workers. So it's nice to be number one. I have a different theory, though. I think, depending on whatever else is going on in your life and other things, circumstances, or you just, you know that song, I had a bad day, you had a bad day. Well, that happens to people. I don't care if you are the super employee. You have down days. And then especially you have down days when things switch at the office because somebody new comes in, something changes, something dramatic happens. It affects moods. And I have another theory that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a monetary thing, but so often I think the average worker feels disengaged because they feel unappreciated. And if they're, you know, get a pat on the back, get the free turkey, get lunch brought in for them, those kind of things help. They go a long way. But for some reason, some people don't do that. Some people who own businesses, some corporations don't care. And I think that one little thing, if they would do that, it would change the way people feel about going to work. Now, at the post office, I don't know what they can do because, man, from what I've seen, it is massive, massive disengagement. And it could be for a lot of different reasons. Also, people who deal with the public, especially in a position where they're constantly dealing with complaints. I mean, how someone is on those helplines, I have no idea. I'm talking about like the technical helplines at Cisco or wherever, and all they do is problem solving. And you have to, you know, somebody's irate or they have no clue about how to unravel the technical mess that is holding them back for the day. And that would be tough because I would hate to be the puzzle solver. That would not be the job I would want. And then you'd have to deal with people that were, you know, that were over the top, probably freaking out because they had to get something done. And that's what they're telling you. But you got to walk them through all the steps, and it's, you know what, it's just not that easy. You're recreating what's happening, and when you're the person doing it, they want you to hurry up and be able to figure out a way to do it. So I think that it depends also on the job that you do. So it's tough to blanket that, I think, across the board. And tech is a frustrating area. It really is. I think that's why a lot of companies love the fact that they have the automated services to deal with everything, because they don't want to have to deal with the real complaints themselves. They'd rather get them somewhere on tape and then have to go through and answer them. That's probably what they prefer the best. All right, moving along with a little quick hit here as we give you a few nuggets along the way. And trust me, as I comb through everything today, there are very, very few nuggets out there. But this is one of them that I came across. The, you know, we've been talking about this Jimmy Hoffa stuff and whether or not his body is it going to be in this field in Michigan. And they say now they really feel like they're getting close because this was highly credible stuff that led to this Hoffa dig this time around. So they're working on the information from the mobster, the alleged mobster, Tony Zarelli. I talked about that in a previous show. And they've got a tent out there. It's on the private property. People with binoculars are walking by trying to see everything that they can see. There's been exaggerated reports of, oh, I think I see a hand. Well, if there's a hand after this many decades, then something's wrong. I mean, what does he have a cryogenic tank out there? That cannot be, if that's the case. So I'll be very curious as to what they come up with this dig. And supposedly they are getting closer. Supposedly the word is, the unofficial rumor is that this really is it. They're really, really going to find Jimmy Hoffa's body. So all the digs that they've had in the past since the 70s, because it was 75 when he disappeared, that finally they've nailed it. Finally, the patience is paying off. Paying off, if you want to call it that. Okay, whatever. All right, and here, by the way, is my moment of the, I want to call it the, you know, we do these cheap movie reviews, I want to call it my happy, or my nugget of the day. My nugget of the day, my happy moment of the day is when I found out, somebody in Los Angeles tweeted me this, they probably sent it to me 2 seconds before it broke. But check this out. They're going to do two more Spider-Man sequels. Oh, I love sequels. Do we have some applause? Woohoo! Sequels. Not really. I mean, I don't like, you know, like Rocky 7 or whatever. But I like this kid, Andrew Garfield, that plays Spider-Man this time around. I really like that Spider-Man version. So I think the sequel, at least the next one, has a chance to be pretty good. Because the bad guys in Spider-Man are pretty good. So, and plus it gives me a chance to spend more time with my nephew. He likes the Spider-Man thing, so I know I'll be able to go and take him to see that. We'll see. We were talking about reviews in another hour with Stephen Showhead. And will the critics eat it up or will they spit it out? You never know.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.